It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wexby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 18th of June, the 170th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar, and a day of mourning for the French. On this date, in 1815, Napoleon was defeated at Waterloo. Adieu to all that glory. Napoleon was forced to abdicate the throne for the second and last time. He was exiled to the island of St. Helena off the west coast of Africa, where he died in May of 1821. Lots of firsts for women on this date. One of the earliest feminists, American Susan B. Anthony, was fined $100 for attempting to vote in the 1872 presidential election. And you can imagine how much money $100 was in 1872. In 1928, aviator Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly in an aircraft across the Atlantic Ocean. She was a passenger that time, not the pilot. But just a few years later, in 1932, she did fly solo, nonstop, across the Atlantic. The first woman to ever do so. Yay, Amelia! Today is National Day in the Republic of Seychelles, a 115-island country. Most of the islands are uninhabited, though. The Seychelles are in the Indian Ocean, about 1,500 kilometers east of mainland East Africa. It's close to the island countries of Comoros, Mayotte, Madagascar, Réunion, and Mauritius. There are three official languages in the Seychelles: English, French, and Seychellois Creole. And today they're celebrating their independence from the UK, which they obtained in 1976. Happy National Day to the Seychellois. Earlier this week, on the 14th, Malawians celebrated Freedom Day. It's the anniversary of the first free elections in Malawi in 1994. And just 2 days ago, on the 16th, RFI Listeners Club member S. Sanjay Aravindhan from Chennai, India, celebrated his birthday. Not only that, but he's been accepted as a student in the engineering department of SRM University in Chennai. Congratulations and happy birthday, S. Sanjay Aravindhan.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you'll never know what will be served.
Before we get to the main course, let me remind you about the official RFI Listeners Clubs. You can create an RFI club in your community, or you can transform your existing radio club into an RFI Listeners Club. So far, there are 32 English language RFI clubs. When you have an official RFI club, anytime you plan special events, be they humanitarian, cultural, or sports-oriented, if you want to host an environmental program or a day dedicated to health issues, RFI will help you with ideas and free promotional items for your members. If you're interested in either changing your radio club into an RFI club, or if you'd like to create a brand new RFI club, write me and let me know. Here's Laura Angelo with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Which leads me to another item of interest, the general RFI Listeners Club. Our Listener Relations Department has decided that, yes, everyone can belong to the general RFI Listeners Club, but you will only be issued a membership number, not an identity card. Only members of an official RFI club will have identity cards. As an RFI Listeners Club member, you will still win a premium prize if you win a Sound Kitchen quiz, so no reason not to join, although having an official RFI club is really far cooler. But if you only want to be a member of the general RFI Listeners Club, that's great too. Just send me your full name, your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your email address. You'll receive an RFI Listeners Club number. Include that number every time you enter a quiz, and if you're a winner, you'll get a premium prize.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
All right, my friends, it's Time for the quiz. On the 14th of May, I asked you a question about the presidential elections in the Philippines, which were held on the 9th of May. I asked you to send in the name of the winner, plus the name of at least three other candidates. The answer is Rodrigo Duterte. Rodrigo Duterte, whose nickname is the Punisher for his tough talk on fighting crime, is the new president of the Philippines. For the three other candidates, you could name Grace Poe, Mar Rojas, Jejomar Binet, or Miriam Defensor Santiago. The winners of this week's quiz are Dr. A.K.M. Moni Ruzaman, a member of the RFI Amur fan club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh, and RFI club member Supriyo Sarkar from Murshidabad, India. From Bamenda, Cameroon, Ernst Ambeche is a winner this week, as Shioyab, a member of the RFI Fans Web Visitors Club in Kanpur, Pakistan. Last but so not the least, good old Mogiri Machuki, the president of the RFI Listeners Club in Kisii, Kenya. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. And now for this week's quiz. At the top of the show, I mentioned Amelia Earhart, who in 1932 became the first woman to fly solo, nonstop, across the Atlantic. That led me to wonder, who was the first woman in space and when? And that's my question to you. Who was the first woman in space and in what year did she blast off? Send in the name of the first woman in space as well as the year of her space flight. You have until the 22nd of August to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on August 27th to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
That's all for this week. Many thanks to my colleague, Jad El-Khoury, for helping me put the show together. And thanks to you for tuning in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And I'll talk to you next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. One more word. Tomorrow is Father's Day in France. I'd like to wish my dear husband, Xavier, the father of our wonderful daughter, Mathilde, a very happy Father's Day. You're a great dad, Zav. And I'm just sure that all you fathers out there are wonderful fathers as well. Happy Father's Day to you all. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, everyone. And don't forget to check out the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages to see pictures of the RFI Club football matches.
Are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh. They love you.
two elders grew by. And so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.